ACCA, the world's most forward-thinking professional accountancy body.
Hello and welcome to our Student Support Podcast. Here we speak to tutors, experts and students from around the world. They'll be sharing their advice and experience to help you on your ACCA journey and achieve your exam goals.
Welcome to this ACCA podcast. I'm Paul Kirkwood, ACCA's Head of Learner Experience, and today we're meeting with Isabel Roth, who is ACCA's Community Engagement Lead. Our focus today is the fantastic ACCA Student Learning Community. Hi, Isabel.
Hi, Paul. Nice to be here.
Fantastic. And it's great to have you with us. Now, I know that you joined ACCA earlier this year. Can you just give me a brief insight into your role, please?
Yeah, I started back in March this year. So I'm part of the Learner Experience team as well. And my role is the community lead, which involves managing several different community platforms for ACCA students and members. I also work as an advocate for those community groups within ACCA, which means I'm here to listen to their feedback and use it to improve our services. So it's a really good role. I love it. It's very hands-on and very varied as well.
That's great to hear. So let's turn our attention to the main focus, which is one of the community groups that you look after, the Student Learning Community. But first, in general terms, what is an online community? And then what really is that community manager's role?
Yeah, sure. So an online community is very similar to the communities you find in everyday life. But obviously it's a digital space. It's somewhere where members can connect, share, collaborate. Examples range from Facebook groups to WhatsApp chats, onto more focused communities such as the ACCA Learning Community. And a community manager is just there to support that community, ensure it's a safe, enjoyable, engaging environment for its members, and sometimes facilitates discussions as well.
So let's start with the absolute basics. And can you tell me how and where students can actually access the Student Learning Community?
Sure. I think the easiest way to find it would just be heading to the bottom of the ACCA homepage, where you'll find a link. The Learning Community is a private space just for ACCA students, which means that we ask them to sign up for an account using their ACCA registered email address. I would just add, although it's a very simple sign-up process, just to make students aware that the fact that it takes sometimes up to about 7 days from the date of initial registration to register for an account. So if the students sign up but can't access it straight away, don't worry, just come back in a few days.
Okay, that's really useful to know, because you know sometimes you expect to be able to get that instant access, but it's really useful to know that it might just take that little bit of time to get access. So there's a call to action. Anyone listening to the podcast, get on the Student Learning Community now, register for the account, and you'll be online very soon. And we've also got a link to the Student Learning Community in the webinar blurb, which is on the website. So a lot of the podcast listeners would have accessed this podcast through that site. And so they'll be able to access the link there as well. In terms of numbers, how many students actually use the Learning Community?
Oh, it's fantastic. We have at the moment over 70,000 students currently registered on the community, which is just amazing. It's a really, truly global network. So we have students from all over the world contributing conversations on there.
That's incredible. That's a huge number of students. And how many actually use it on a regular basis? Do you have that sort of insight?
If you go onto the community, you can see who's using it at the same time as you. So we have usually around 100, 150 students on there.
And obviously, because it's global, there will be students literally 24 hours a day on the platform as well. Superb. So what are the key features within the platform itself?
So let's take you through the initial step, which is sign up. So after creating an account, the first thing you'll be asked is if you want to add exam tags to your profile. And this is actually a really useful tool that we recommend using because it allows you to streamline and find the most relevant content for you, including your weekly digest emails. But in terms of the platform itself, there are two main features to the platform. The first is the community forum, and this is where students interact with each other through comments, posts, and votes, much like any other forum that students will be familiar with. When students post, they can add up to 2 tags on the posts, which helps them and other students, again, just tailor that information and make it easily searchable for. These tags include exam subjects and general study topics as well. The second feature of the platform is the Discover tool, and this is a great way for students to search for other students studying the same exams as them. It's a really cool interactive world map. So if you can search for whatever exam it is that you're studying for, you can see where the students are that are also working towards that same goal on this map.
I've seen that map as well, and it's fantastic. You know, it actually just shows you what a global community of learners we've got, doesn't it?
It's a really good snapshot of that, and again, just shows that 24/7 nature of the ACCA student network. Discover tool also allows the students to find and connect with approved learning partners as well, ranging from the platinum, gold and silver levels. So it's also a really handy way to research tuition options as well.
That sounds really useful. You mentioned a weekly digest email. So do all members of the community get access to this digest email, and what sort of things go in it?
Yep. So that is actually focused depending on the tags that are attached to your profile. So it comes out every Tuesday, and it will just show you the most relevant posts that have come through onto the community in that week, and just in one handy email.
Well, that makes it even more important that the students, when they sign up, get those tags correct in terms of what they're studying at the moment and what they're interested in. Moving a little bit forward, and obviously the big part of the platform is the discussion platform, the community platform. What sort of topics are discussed within the community itself?
Oh, they're really varied. They range from technical queries on specific exams to advice on tuition options and tips for studying at home. I personally get to see, as the community manager, I see loads of great conversations between the students who are helping each other solve problems, and, you know, just all sorts of different topics come up. It's really satisfying, and it's actually been particularly heartwarming during such a tough year to see people support each other.
I can imagine. I really can imagine it being a really fulfilling role, and to see the students interactive. So do you think that this community plays a really important part of a student's learning journey?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Online communities are just a great way to connect and bond. Just referring to this year in particular is even more important, as we're spending so much time at home. And there are fewer opportunities to meet as we might have done, for example, in a traditional classroom setting. So the community plays in the student learning journey a really important role, in that it allows them to gain friends all around the world, learn about their learning journeys and why they're working towards an ACCA qualification, and students can share their own stories in return. Communities really do thrive on the creativity and the diversity of its members, so I always champion it and say it's definitely worth getting involved.
Fantastic. So, you know, I'm sure you've mentioned some of the benefits there already, and by being part of that community, I presume as well you really try to encourage people to respond when they see queries, to reply to each other. So I presume that's really what makes the community live and thrive and succeed. People responding to each other and really taking an active part.
Yes, definitely. So there are lots and different benefits of taking an active role in community. But as you said, the first is that contribution will help the students build confidence and a deeper understanding of subjects. So sharing information is definitely one of the most effective forms of learning, as it requires students to consider the subject from a different perspective. So, for example, when you're helping another student understand a tricky topic or working together to solve a problem, you're actually putting your own knowledge into practice and testing your own abilities as well. So basically, when you help others, you're also helping yourself. So I definitely recommend getting involved and taking that active role in the community. And it also just helps provide that structure and support, which contributes to a positive well-being. So it's a chance to practice supportive communication and just kind of help yourself identify your own goals and needs as well.
That sounds good. You've mentioned that it's been a challenging year in many respects, with a lot of not just students, but everyone having to move to more digital learning or digital communication. Using your experience, have you got any thoughts on how students, you know, in general maybe can overcome some of the challenges of remote learning?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge sometimes, especially if you're new to it. I'd say the main thing is it's important to focus on your outcomes and what you want to achieve rather than the struggle to get there. So one way to do this is by talking to your peers about the difficulties you might have and what you intend to do. It helps you engage with the process and identify the important tasks that you have ahead. It's obviously studying from home means thinking about your workspace, making sure you're free from distractions, and you need to choose somewhere you feel at ease and, you know, you're comfortable. Make sure you have your study tools close by. At the end of the day, feeling stressed and being overworked is going to have a negative impact on your ability to learn. So I really can't stress enough how important it is to reach out, because it can really help to talk to people who understand exactly what you're going through. And so that's the reason to head to the community and start chatting.
That's a really good idea. And, you know, if people are struggling or maybe finding challenges with maybe remote learning, that's what the community is there for. One of the reasons they can go and reach out, they can ask the question, they can get some feedback from others, because everyone's in a slightly different situation, but we've all got similar themes in terms of the challenges that we face.
Yeah, exactly. And also I should add as well, because I'm there as a representative of ACCA, it's also a good place to just reach out to the organization for advice as well. So I'm available to assist if there's any support queries that students have. It's really nice to be able to be on hand and help.
Sounds great. Sounds like a great support. Is there any way for students to feedback on what they'd like or would want to see more of in the future in the learning community?
Yes, definitely. We really want to hear from students so that they can help us make the community the best possible version of it that it can be, and make sure that we're providing the right level of information and support. So the easiest way to provide feedback is posting on the community itself, but students should also keep an eye out on the community for our community polls, and also surveys that we're going to run regularly on different topics. It's just a very useful way of us finding out what kind of features and improvements the students would like us to focus on.
That's interesting. So you mentioned some future surveys, but maybe looking into the future and using a crystal ball, have you got any insights into perhaps the potential future developments, or have you got anything planned at the moment for the learning community?
Yeah, so we have already made some changes to the community based on student feedback, but there's definitely more we want to do. So that's why it's so important to get an idea of what students are saying. So one enhancement that we're having in the pipeline is the creation of exam channels or feeds, you could call them, which would allow more focused conversations and tailored resources for each exam. So that should make it much easier for students to head to the community and find what they need as quickly as possible. And we also know that connections are such a vital part of the community. So we're also looking at different methods and ways to help community members communicate as effectively as possible. So watch this space.
Fantastic. Thank you for your time, Isabel. I mean, clearly, if people are listening to the podcast and aren't on the community, then the call to action is get signed up straight away. And for those who are on it, get involved. And if you have a query, ask it. And if you see a question from someone, then respond.
Definitely.
Super. Well, I'm not going to let you go just yet, because on all of the podcasts, we just ask a final question to get to know a little bit more about you. So, Isabel, what is your favourite place?
I think I'd have to say Berlin.
Okay.
I'm trying to learn German. It's not going very well, but I did spend a few months in Berlin, actually in the summer during the World Cup. And yeah, it's just an amazing place to be. Lots and lots and lots of museums and parks and yeah. Lovely.
Interesting. It's a city I've never been to. I've been to quite a few cities in Germany, but never Berlin. It's on my to-do list, and so hopefully one day I'll get there. But and I'll certainly come to you for a few German phrases and a bit of advice of where to go.
Yeah, I'll try.
Brilliant. Thank you, Isabel.
Thanks so much.
You can listen to more ACCA podcasts covering exams, recruitment advice, and becoming an ACCA professional, and much, much more wherever you found this podcast.
This podcast was brought to you by ACCA. Find out how we think ahead at accaglobal.com.